This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome back to the London Pub Reviews podcast. People often ask me what my regular London pub is, but that assumes there's a pub I can easily return to, so please stop asking that. Next up is the Leighton Technical, 265 High Road, E10, 5QN, nearest tube, Leighton. The Leighton Technical Pub used to be the Leighton Town Hall, and the grand exterior remained as municipal as heck. Although inside was now a designated drinking spot, I'm sure they'd still let you vote there, or put on a telethon, if you asked nicely. A piano sat to the right of the entranceway, and on top of this was a small blackboard with the chalked words, "Please don't use! Think of others!" Beyond lay a grand concourse lined with mosaic tiles, which led to the main bar. This was framed by draping, cocoa-coloured curtains, making the serving area resemble a very wide Punch and Judy box. The drinks on the bar top were like the puppets, but the bar staff, or puppeteers, didn't make any effort to hide behind the counter or to create the illusion that this was a puppetry world. They didn't even do character voices for your drinks. So you'll need to do that yourself. If you admire stucco ceilings, pleasant botanical wallpaper, and a truly eclectic range of lighting fixtures, you'll clap your hands with excitement at the Leighton Technical Pub. Of particular interest, however, are the toilets, which are famous for being very far away. My journey to the gents began at my table, which was opposite the bar. Along the way, I passed various rooms of a shabby chic style, as if visiting my grandparents, and then my other grandparents, and then their numerous kindred friends. Lovely. There were so many rooms, with so many lampshades, and so many lampshade hats to wear. Eventually, I reached a dark and narrow staircase to the basement. It was flanked by a higgledy-piggledy arrangement of framed portraits, featuring local mayors, past and present, offering some distraction as you walk the entire length of the pub again below ground. There was even a sign that read, "Almost there!" With this in mind, it's worth setting off in good time, before you're flapping wildly around like an out-of-control garden hose. Once finally seated back at my table, I heard my two empty glasses arguing.
"Don't wake the baby!"
said one.
"What a noisy, noisy baby!"
said the other. I realised I needed a baby and a crocodile and also a policeman, so I went back and ordered three more drinks.
"Do you happen to have a spare string of sausages?"
I asked the bartender.
"No,"
she replied as she set some new characters down on the bar counter.
"Nice hat."
Back at the table, it was soon kicking off. The crocodile ate Judy, apart from a skeleton which rolled off the table and smashed. The policeman gave Punch a beating, although due to his lack of truncheon, this was administered by a headbutt which caused the policeman himself to shatter. No one sitting nearby laughed or clapped, but the bartender stormed over like a form of police reinforcement. Apologising for the mess, I ordered three new drinks, deciding to move from my round table, which was altogether messy and not very stage-like. I repositioned my characters along the top of the piano, so I could add an extra musical layer to my performance, for drama, suspense, and also gaiety. Judy had come back to life, and now she had a lovely singing voice. She really had to belt it out, however, to be heard above the baby crying, Punch shouting, and the heavy plonk 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 of the piano keys. When the barman stroke policeman character stormed over, I pulled my head under my jumper and, squeezing my nose, called out cheerfully,
"That's the way to do it!"
London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. It was recorded by Alex O'Donovan at Strong Room Studios. Sound design was by Andy Goddard. The executive producer was Claire Broughton. And it was a Hat Trick production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in a school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at TwiceUponPod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hat Trick podcast.